Yo.
Yo, been forever, man.
Yo, yo.
Is this the Rob Pod?
Yo.
Is this the Rob Pod?
Yo.
What's up, brother?
Yo.
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 We're back.
What up, what up, what up?
What up, man?
What?
Booyah. 103, buddy. You ready?
Son. Yes, sir.
Oh, let's do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, get yourself together for the...
What's up, internet? What's going on? It's myself, Mr. B, R-O-T-P-O-D, back in the studios tonight. By my side, Mr. A, what's up, my buddy?
What's up, Mr. B?
What's up?
Happening, brother?
It's been a long time.
Been a long time. Yes, sir, indeed.
Long time, yep. No, we didn't practice for this. We didn't do anything to get ready. We just got it rolling and just spit out some news and whatever, right?
Yes, sir. Start rolling back off track.
Get back on track just to roll off track.
To stay on track.
Oh, son.
Oh.
Yo, know, man, I looked at my list and there's like a long list of stories from before Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's this all about? Black Friday's over, fool.
Come on, man. It's time to look for those Christmas deals and New Year's deal.
New Year deal, yes, sir. Man, it's already Christmas. Thanksgiving's over. It's almost Christmas, buddy.
I know, man.
Well, on the
Christmas Eve special.
East Coast, it's already Christmas, so Merry Christmas to the East Coast.
Yep.
And by the time people listen to this, it'll already be Christmas, too. So Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Yes, sir.
Bam. Yep, yep. Hey, I guess we can start off with the episode to get people some information and a good deal. See, we didn't even talk about it before. I mean, I gave you the information, but we didn't get to talk about it. But you ready?
Talk about nothing.
Talk about nothing, man. Even though
yes, sir, what's it?
All right. Now, my buddy, he does a barbecue here in Albuquerque.
Grill up some barbecue.
Grill up some barbecue, buddy. And, the name of his business is, Po' Boys.
Po' Boys?
Po' Boys. Yep, yep. And you might have seen him around town, at different locations. He usually goes, like, to the malls and to major, like, shopping centers.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. No, what was that?
No, I was going to say, I don't think I know him. Barbecue's good for any day.
Yep, yep. So, yeah, he has his own truck, and not really a truck, but he has a trailer, and it has a grill on there.
Oh, yeah.
So he takes that around, and he's licensed. He's everything approved.
Nice.
He's legit. He's ready to go. So so we decided to help him out a little bit, and in turn, hopefully he'll be able to help us out here in the Rot Pod. Keep us going, but he's decided to give the listeners. If you call him up and tell him that you heard this on the podcast, and just ask him what you need, and he'll give you a 20% discount.
Hey, can we do that too? Hey, remember that time we put you up on the podcast? Can I get some discounts?
Yeah. I think you can just call him up and. Okay, here's his number. His name is Derek, and here's his number, 505-261-126. Oh, one number's missing. Let me get his number real quick, all right?
Yeah, I thought you had his number.
I did. I think I copied just a little bit of it.
Copied a little bit of it?
Yeah. All right, we'll see you here again. 505-261-1265.
Oh, okay.
Cool?
Yes, sir.
All right, so...
grilling barbecues.
So give him a call and just tell him what you want, and he'll be able to give you a discount. And he does parties. He does individuals, and meaning like parties, like if you're throwing a party or something like that, a barbecue, a birthday, whatever, he'll feed up to 150 people.
Dang, 150 people?
Yep.
Yeah, I know who to call for my daughter's birthday party coming up.
Yep. So, if you give him a call, or if you just want like a 20-pound brisket to feed your family, just give him a call and he'll give you a discount on that. Boy, just the only thing you have to tell him is just so you heard it on the podcast and he'll know. All right, I'll give you the deal.
Hey, especially because that we're the main people who are doing the podcast stuff. Do we get a bigger discount? And on top of that, since he's your buddy, do we get a discount on top of that?
Oh, snap. Get a 20 plus 5 plus 5. That's 30%.
Oh,
just kidding, buddy.
Go on, Derek. Just me and Mr. B.
Me and Mr. B. So, his name's Derek. Give him a call. One more time. 261-1265. And I'll probably put on the show notes to give you guys, if you guys just want to copy and paste into your phone or whatever. But, receive a 20% discount and just tell him what you want, what you need. He said he'll either cater it or you pick it up, cater delivery, or pick it up. Know what I mean?
Know what I'm saying?
Booyah.
Get your BBQ on.
Yep, so spread the word.
Spread it good.
That's what you said. Oh.
No.
Cool. All right. Well, throughout the podcast, we'll be rolling off track on some other topics, but we can start for now. Japan is building a robot that can play baseball.
Nah, Japan.
Why do you say? Just Why? Because they can, buddy.
Just because they can. Is that robot going to be able to shoot lasers from his eyes?
Shoot lasers from his eyes and shoot drones just in case they're passing over the stadium.
I got a bigger priority right now. Pew, 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 pew.
Pew, pew. But if I can say this laboratory right, Ishikawa Watanabe Laboratory.
Ishikawa Watanabe.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Cool.
Robot.
Drones
are taking over, but we'll be able to throw them out to the baseball field and just watch them play. No humans. No more humans.
Man, now we got to compete with each other against robots like Real Steel.
Real Steel.
Oh.
Real Steel. Good movie. I like it. Like your style, like your thinking. Son. Son. What's up, Mr. A? Man, it's been six weeks.
Too many weeks gone by.
It's whack.
Like dust in his brain.
Dust in his brain. Dust on this microphone. Dust it off.
Yep, too much dust.
Too much dust. Opening this week, The Gambler, Mark Wahlberg, Into the Woods, Unbroken, American Sniper.
Coming
out this week.
American Sniper. I saw one of the preview trailers to that when it first was shown, and seemed like a badass movie to watch. I like movies like that.
Yeah, this one's with
Bradley
Cooper, Sienna Miller, Jake McDormand, Luke Grimes,
Mr. Grimes.
Yep. U.S. Navy SEALs, buddy. Most lethal snipers in history.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Check it out if you like sniping.
I like to snipe. Like sniping dead.
And
America's most lethal deathly, service or something?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Great, buddy. And what's now playing is The Hobbit, Night at the Museum, Annie, Hunger Games, Exodus.
District 12. Raising up to 12.
Raise it up. How's the whistle sound?
I don't know. I'm not a whistler.
Yep. And The Hobbit, you got to check out The Hobbit, buddy. If you watched the previous Hobbits, this is a good one. It's good.
Oh, you already seen it?
Yes, sir. We seen it. It's good. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. Makes you want to cry. That was the only one that raised up District 12 in the Hobbit movie.
I'll probably raise up my 12.
Yo. And Night at the Museum. That's a good movie. Good family movie. Watch it.
Cool.
Annie. Watch haven't seen Annie yet.
Annie. Yo, Annie. Man, that would be pretty awesome. What if I was one of these benefiting New Mexico future lotto winners? Like, because some guy, or not guy, I don't know, somebody purchased the $1 million lottery ticket on the northwest Albuquerque side at 2 p.m. At a Circle K, and they haven't claimed it yet.
Really?
Yep. So they're like, go search your cars, go search your laundry, go search the trash cans. You never know, you might have accidentally tossed it. But it's a $1 million ticket out there, and the deadline ends this Wednesday.
This Wednesday, like today?
No.
Or next Wednesday?
Yes, so.
So 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st, 31st?
Yes.
Oh, snap. Or
so
check
go
the
look for it.
Check the streets. See if there's, if you see a lottery ticket flying by, grab it.
Yep.
Never know.
Win $1 million.
$1 million. Yes, sir. Million dollars. And Redbox, new releases. Dolphin Tale 2, The November Man with Pierce Brosnan. Left Behind with Nicolas Cage. And TMNT, Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles, man.
And the most most popular Redbox, Guardians of the Galaxy. If I Stay, Into the Storm, Dragon 2, Let's Be Cops, and Tammy are the most popular in Redbox right now.
Have you seen Let's Be Cops?
Yeah. It's funny, G.
G, son.
G up.
G'd up.
G'd.
Yeah, but you also know that Walmart is now starting Christmas Day. Is letting customers exchange gift cards for from more than 200 different retailers, airlines, restaurants, and for a Walmart gift card. The card doesn't expire and can be used in stores and online. The exchange may send more shoppers to the websites of the largest retailer. I guess it's like a program that you can exchange certain things for a gift card. Like, for example, with Amazon.com, customers can redeem up to 95%. Staples figure up to about 90% and Gap up to 85%. For some other brands, Walmart cards will be worth just 70% of original cards.
Yeah, okay. So depending on what cards you have, Walmart will give you so much percent of it?
Yeah. Because up to about $1 billion worth of gift cards will go unused this year.
$1 billion? I want those gift cards that people don't use.
I know, but according to the CEB Tower Group, a consultancy, that's because recipients either lose them or can't figure out what to buy.
So Walmart's doing pretty good, huh?
Yep.
It's right here. You heard it here. Redeem your unused gift card at Walmart, buddy.
Yes, sir.
I like it a lot.
So if you get your Gap card, go to Walmart, buddy.
Change it up. Swap it.
Swap it. Yup.
Swap it.
And the interview is, remember with Seth Rogen and Franco? They had that big old controversy because of the hackers are going to stop it. And people say, no, don't stop it. Release it. Then some people say, no, don't release it. No. Then another one says, no, don't release it. Then some other people say, yeah, release it. Then another one says, no, don't release it. Then another people says, yeah, release it. Then another people says, no. But as of today, Christmas Eve, they released it online. You could stream it through movies, rent for like $6.99, or you could own it for $15. And certain theaters in the United States will be releasing in theaters, so you'll be able to watch in theaters in certain theaters.
Oh yeah, like in Santa Fe.
And other than that, you could just stream it from a bunch of video sites. So if you want to check out the interview with Franco and Rogan, I guess the best bet is just to stream it.
Yeah, I was just about to say that because despite President Barack Obama's conclusion that North Korea was the culprit the internet's newest game of whodunit continues. Top theories include disgruntled Sony insiders, hired hackers, other foreign governors and governments, or internet hooligans. Even some experts are undecided with questions about why the communist state would steal and leak gigabytes of data, emails, threats to some Sony employees and their families, and then threaten moviegoers who plan to watch it, like on Christmas. So I guess Mr. Lee Bickey, he says somebody's done it, and right now the knowledge is known to God and whoever did it.
Known to G-O-D.
Yep, so we gather up lots of evidence, and the evidence that the FBI has shown so far doesn't allow one to distinguish between someone who is North Korea or somebody who wants to look like North Korea.
Crazy, buddy.
Yeah, it's like
Obama.
Kinds of things saying that just somebody who wanted money, I guess.
Yeah, it's Obama, buddy.
Damn, Obama's behind it. I saw a Facebook quote, Facebook quote picture thingy, post, I guess I could say, saying Obama's sitting there and has his hand to his ear, like he's trying to listen, like say it loud or what?
Yeah.
But the quote says on the bottom of that picture, he says, "I don't hear anybody complaining about me lowering the gas prices."
That's right, all the gas prices.
Yep, because the Circle K right by our complex.
Right by your crib?
By my crib, down in my hood. It's down to $1.85.
$85 what? The gas station next to my crib is $1.99.
Yep, mine's $1.85 soon. I mean, $84. Sorry, $84.
Pretty tight.
Yep.
Cool. And just real quick, the interview, Google Play right now is $5.99 to rent it.
Oh, yeah, you can also rent it on Xbox Live, too.
What?
Yeah, Xbox.
And IMDb gives it a 9.7 out of 10, and Rotten Tomatoes is 44%, and Metacritic is 53%. Man, that's only a few hours after its release. It's already being criticized.
Haters.
And those memes that you're talking about? I got one right here. It says, no, this guy's holding up a sign, sort of like a protest type. Mm-hmm. But this guy's sign says, "No mother should have to fear for her son's life every time he robs a store." Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know what that guy's deal is.
What's his deal, brother? What's his
deal? And I did the screenshot. Says, I don't know what states, but I guess they finally raised their prices to $1.50 for Redbox. But here in Albuquerque, you know how the prices were already $1.50?
Yep.
They just sent out emails to everybody saying that they're raising their prices for DVDs up to $1.50 a day.
Nah.
When we've already been paying that much, fool.
Yeah, fool. Keep your posts offline until you've done your research.
That's right.
And man, we are paying $1.50, son.
Son. And here's another meme. This one has Will Ferrell. It's like screaming. It says, "Most people want a perfect relationship. I just want a hamburger that looks like the ones in commercials."
I know, man. All these freaking burgers nowadays are all like, don't even look like anything on the TV.
Yep. Here's another one. This one's from the Twitter. Ready?
Uh-huh.
"I don't give anyone a reason to hate me. They create their own little drama out of pure jealousy."
Here's one with Morpheus's face. Morpheus. On the Matrix. It says, "What if I told you the internet is more than porn and Facebook?"
Morpheus.
Oh, man, what are you looking at?
Yeah. And I got an email. I just wanted to give the people an example of a spam email.
Uh-huh.
It says, you could tell it said spam, but so don't, people out there, don't ever click on links from emails. It says, "I Lillian, authenticate this email. You can read about me on, then it gives you a website. It says, I write to you because I intend to give you a portion of my net worth, which I have been banking. I want to seed it out as gift, hoping it would be of help to you and others too. Respond for confirmation. Then it gives you a link to respond.
Well, respond.
Well, respond. So that's just an example of emails that you shouldn't even be reading, but I read it on the Rot Pod. Why did I do it?
Yeah. What's the matter for you, Mr. P?
Here's one from the Twitter, too. Ready?
Uh-huh.
I saw a man at the beach yelling, help, shark, help. I just laughed. I knew that shark wasn't going to help him.
Stupid. You're just stupid.
Stupid. Oh, my God.
Oh, died.
Oh, died. It's waning. It's waning over here.
It's waning over here.
Oh, died.
Oh, my God. It's waning. It's really wet over here.
It's really... Your turn, buddy. You got a story?
Here's one with Will Ferrell's face, a meme. You lost your phone and it's on silent? Well, too bad. If you liked it, you shouldn't put it. You should put a ringer on it.
You should put a ringer. Is that a Beyonce song? Huh?
Yeah.
It's a good one, man. Good one.
Stupid.
That's really good.
Oh man, sorry, I was about to.
Oh, okay. Okay. Want to come. here's some after Christmas deals. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Here's some TVs. 49-inch, $389. What else is a good one? 65-inch for $999. 50-inch for $469. And that's all at Newegg.com.
Oh, I was going to say, what store has that deal?
Oh, and audio, let's see, Beats by Dre HD. Those are the newer ones.
Uh-huh.
$129 at Target. And then Soul Republic Deck, $149.
$149.
$149.
What are the brands of these?
The Soul Republic is
Soul,
S-O-L.
Oh, okay.
And then the Beats by Dre is Dre Beats. Then laptops and tablets, Venue 7, 16 gig for $99 at Dell.com.
Mm-hmm.
A 13-inch MacBook Pro for $1,249 at Newegg.com. And let's see, gaming, PlayStation 4 White Destiny Bundle, $349 at Best Buy.
Ding.
Xbox One console Assassin's Creed for $349 at Newegg.com. And they got a few games on Steam, on the Steam client.
So you
can download games like BioShock, Goat Simulator, and some other games too. Bam. And Amazon Kindle for $59, Amazon Kindle Paperwhite for $99, and Amazon Fire TV for $79. So those are just some deals that if you want to check them out. But the one thing I noticed about the Xbox Ones, I've seen Xbox Ones at Costco for $330. So that beats the $350 at Newegg.com.
Nice.
I like it a lot. I missed it.
I
missed my cue, man.
And straight up.
Son, your turn, buddy. Go, go, go.
The Dos Equis guy. I don't always watch scary movies, but when I do, I'm up till 2 a.m. watching Disney princess movies to calm me down.
Watching Frozen, huh?
Yup.
What was that song you were singing?
Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Oh, don't bother me anyway.
That's right. Dos Equis guy, calm him down. And that Dos Equis guy is probably watching scary movies on this new TV by Vizio. And this new TV by Vizio is bringing 4K video from Amazon. So with this new, you can actually, this ad is for, or the story is for the Vizio TV, a new Vizio TV that's coming out.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. It's going to actually do it. It's a 4K Vizio TV. And so they're just saying that it's including the Amazon app, which you'll be able to stream 4K video. So Vizio's getting those 4K TVs out there. And you know how like Vizio, like the other TVs, they'll probably be a little bit cheaper than everywhere or every other brand.
Yep.
Booyah.
Boop, boop, booyah.
What? Son. Son. Your turn, buddy.
Drones might help explain how tornadoes work. So here in Denver.
Like those movies?
Yep. But better, these fly into it and out of it.
Like in the movie?
No.
Oh.
Nothing like the movies. This is real. Movies are fake. Let's get it. Researchers say they have collected promising weather data by flying instruments, Latin drones into big Western and Midwestern storms. Now they want to explain the project in hopes of learning more about how tornadoes form. Drones can penetrate parts of the weather system that other instruments can't reach, and they can do it at less cost and with less danger to the piloted planes, the scientists say. So here are some questions, key questions and answers about the research. Why use drones? Scientists have no other way to get instruments deep inside a storm. Drones can take measurements at any altitude up to about 2,500 feet, higher than measurements by ground stations and storm chasing vehicles. And Adam Houston of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, co-director of the research group. They can also measure winds below 300 feet, lower than radar can reach. Drones can cover more territory than a ground-based storm chaser, and they don't need an airport to take off or land. A drone can fly into the storm of strong winds, downdrafts, rain, and hails of a powerful storm without putting a human pilot in danger.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of other questions too. Do they crash? What kind of drones do a researcher? What do researchers learn? What have they already done? What's next? Where do the drones fly? And how are drones used in other research?
Yeah. Well, there's been a lot of stories about drones and doing drones and other research.
Yeah.
So drones are everywhere, helping us out with things that humans can't do, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What if you just strap yourself in bunch of clothing or whatever protection gear and you fly through the tornado?
Yeah, no, man, that's not good enough.
No?
Because I heard a couple years, a while back, I think it was when I was still in school, that even a straw, like a drinking straw, is inside of a storm, how fast or whatever the speed of it is fast enough to send a regular plastic straw through a brick wall.
What? It's like ninja skills, buddy.
Yep.
It's like Napoleon Dynamite, ninja skills, nunchuck skills, straw skills.
So many times per second.
So many.
Oh, you won't even feel it until you're bleeding to death.
You won't even feel it. You think you're...
That's what she said.
Oh! Until you're bleeding to death. Oh! Crazy, Mr. A. Crazy.
Hey, stop it.
Stop it. Here's a number one track that people are playing. You ready?
Yup.
This is Take Me to Church by Hozier.
My lover's got humor.
Have you heard this before?
Giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval.
No?
I should have worshipped her
sooner. Me too, I haven't heard it.
If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. Tells me worship in the bed.
Ready for number two?
Yup.
This is number two song that's being played right now. Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson, buddy.
It's already got me.
Oh yeah. Dance, Mr. A, dance.
This one for them good girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up
oh,
in the
yeah.
city.
Speaker.
Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot.
Sounds good, huh?
Yep.
All right, one more last one, number three. You ready?
Yeah.
This is the number three track that's been playing popular. It's called Thinking Out Loud.
When
by
your
Ed,
legs don't
Ed
work
Sheeran.
Like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. Baby, my heart.
Yep. Top
what was
three.
That one?
That one was called Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran, yeah. Oh.
Nah.
Nice. Now
Ed
we'll,
Sheeran, does he also do that one for the ending song of The First Hobbit?
I think so. Let's check
or was
that.
It The Second Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug?
I think it's... I don't know. I can't see it. Can't find it. Smaug.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. When that dragon was flying towards the town or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then that song came on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is Desolation of Smaug. You're right, buddy.
Oh, son.
Ed Sheeran. I see fire.
Yo. I see ya.
I see fire. I see smoke. It's this one right here.
So are you doing it from... Oh, hello. Are you doing it from in here, then?
Yeah. Oh, he's just talking. He's talking. What's wrong with you?
Stop talking. Get to the music.
It is it, huh?
Here we go. Yep.
If this is to end in fire, then we shall all burn together. Watch the flames climb high into the night. Calling out, Father, oh, stand by and we will watch the flames burn up and on the mountainside. High. And if we should die tonight.
Oh, yeah. Makes you want to watch it, man.
Oh, man.
Get in the mood, buddy.
No, I was getting too relaxed. I was starting to drift off into a cozy little dream.
Into Hobbit land?
Yes, sir. And see some hobbits of my own.
All right, buddy. Yeah. And yeah, we'll just do a few more. Then, but to tell you guys, Rock Pod is back. But and you can say oh about this because FBI just arrested a Colorado man for threatening to kill police in YouTube comments. Bam! Sucker, 33-year-old Jeremiah Perez, son, just got busted and put into jail just because he commented wrong on a YouTube, buddy. Crazy, huh?
Yeah, that is crazy, but not as bad as this, though. It's another gunfire claims another life in Albuquerque, right on Montgomery, east of Carlisle at a complex. Bunch of tenants had called into the cops numerous of times saying that a black man in his 20s was shot once in the chest around 1:30 p.m. Just like that, but only one shot, not that many. Nope, still three.
Nah, it's too much. So he got shot in the easy DED?
Yup. He's just D-I-E-E.
D-I-E. Crazy. But yeah, and another thing that could D-I-E is 8 awesome iPhone apps that are free for a limited time.
Uh-oh. No.
One is Primary for Instagram, which is another Instagram client. Does everything Instagram does. Another app, SnapWriter. It's just notes. Keeps notes between your devices synced. And this is all Apple products. Another app is S-Movie. It's just spin the wheel and pick a movie. And it just, I guess it just kind of like picks a movie for you random.
Uh-huh.
Like from Netflix or iTunes.
Yeah.
Yep. It's normally 99 cents, but it's free for a limited time. And another one is a Flick Champions Winter Sports. You just like a flicking game.
Oh, yeah.
Bam, bam. Yes, sir. Normally like
that would be a good one because that would be a really good game to have if you have that type of phone, remember, where if you swipe so many times, it charges up your phone.
Oh, yeah. Boom, boom. Next. Previous Rock Pod episode talking about a story, right?
Yes, sir. Then you can flick away and charge at the same time.
Yes, sir.
Flicker.
I bet when that technology, or it's already here, but once phones start having it, once everybody has it, I bet those type of games will be pretty popular, huh?
Yep, they're going to make all kinds of money. Then people are going to get the idea. And
cha-ching, cha-ching.
So many different type of swiping.
Yep, yep.
All that swipage.
Swipage in your fingertips.
Uh-oh, swipe it up.
Swipe it up. And for a limited time, you could get 3 months of Rhapsody for $1. Remember Rhapsody, the one that's almost like a Spotify? You sign up, you give them their credit card, and they'll only charge you 99 cents for 3 months subscription. But the only thing is, after 3 months, you got to remember to disconnect, or else they'll charge you the regular $9.99 per month. So if you want to try Rhapsody for 3 months for $1, hit them up.
Hit them up, hit them up. Yeah. Hit them up.
Get them up, get them up. And something that's done for Christmas that's pretty good, Bill Gates gives a lucky person one of the best Secret Santa gifts ever. I guess they do this Secret Santa that on Reddit. This Reddit is sort of like a place where people vote on stories that people should read. It's not just tech, but just any kind of stories over the internet.
Uh-huh.
So on this Reddit, I guess they had like a Secret Santa gift exchange. And Bill Gates was on there, so he picked a lady, and he gave her a full-size replica of the horned helmet worn by the evil god Loki from the Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
So he gave her a replica of the helmet for Christmas.
Dang.
Bill Gates, son.
Was it all gold, too?
It's all gold, yeah. It's an exact a full-size replica.
Oh, okay. How much was the gold worth?
How much is I don't know.
She probably just turned around and went for gold for cash.
Cash. Just pawns it up. Yep. Well, your turn, buddy. You got anything?
A lightweight angel and here in Albuquerque at a Toys R Us pays off a woman's Christmas bill.
What?
An what? Albuquerque woman got to a holiday surprise when she went to pay the layaway bill for her four children's gift. An anonymous person paid the tab.
Yeah.
Yep. KOT TV reports that Leslie Corliss recently discovered her $500 layaway bill at the Toys R Us was paid in full, son.
Yeah, that lady just got rock-potted.
Yep. So she said the manager told her secret shopper that came in Friday morning and paid off all layaway remainings in the store. And the overall bill was around $50,000.
What?
Yep. The unknown person brought Corliss's children a doll, Legos, and occupants.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to say that, but Carlos says whoever the person is, she just wants them to know the kindness of generosity it means to her and that she'll never forgive or never forgive it. Or
never forgive.
It. She'll never forget forgive. It. Man.
That's cool.
Damn, that lady. I want to pay my own bill.
I know. Don't give me charity.
Let me do my own thing. I pull my own weight. Watch you have to pay my $500 bill.
Man, that lady just got rock-potted.
Yep. But not only her. Any layaway that was there in the store, someone paid it all off for everybody.
Yep. Santa, buddy. Yep.
$50,000 worth. Yep. He came Santa. In himself.
Santa.
Santa.
And one place that Santa's not going is Los Angeles, because some people in Los Angeles, they are mad that Google Maps and the app Waze, you know, those two that help you avoid traffic.
Yep.
So some people on the side streets, the houses, where the houses are, they're getting mad at Google and the app just because people are taking those streets now to avoid traffic. Crazy.
Oh, that's funny.
And this company, Pantech, the one that makes phones?
Yep.
They are asking employees to return 20% of their monthly salary back. Is that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy, man.
Just because they're trying to pay off some debt problems.
Yep, but not only that, here in Albuquerque, more than 24 Albuquerque police officers are giving up retention bonuses that were mistakenly given to them by the city.
Oh, mistaken. How did they find out I was mistaken?
KOTTV reports that 27 officers with 3 years to go until retirement received a $6,000 salary boost last month. City officials say that salary bump was only supposed to go to officers who are 1 to 2 years away from retiring.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Police union president Stephanie Lopez says the union decided to allow the city to fix the errors and officers return the bonuses. The union and the city has now signed a new agreement that expires in July. The issue of retention bonuses can be reviewed then. The bonuses were created to help retain staffing in the police department, which is seen one of its worst staffing shortages.
Oh, cool. At least, yeah, it's cool. I mean,
but that would kind of suck at the same time too, though. You get a $6,000 bonus, but you know what? You don't get it.
You don't get it, yo.
Like, damn, what am I supposed to do? I spent it all.
Give it back. Yep.
How do I give it back?
Give it back by charity. Give it back by working on the interstate.
Nope, you give it back by have your entire pay garnished until you pay it off.
What? Even after you retire.
Yeah. And until you pay off that $6,000 bonus.
Yep. And real quick again, PlayStation Plus, remember the program that gives you free games every year?
Yep.
This past year, PlayStation Plus has given games away worth $1,349.
Damn.
So like I said, PlayStation Plus, get a subscription, $50 a year, just like Xbox Live, but you get more games for free.
For free.
You get games for free for your PS4, for your PS3, and for your PS Vita, which I do have, so I get like 6 games every month for free, and I'm still trying to play them all. There's a backlog, and you gotta help me, man.
Yeah.
Yup, yup. And Nintendo sells 1.5 million copies of new Pokemon games in the first 10 days in the U.S.
A lot of people still poke it up.
Yes, what you said. Oh. And Chromecast, that little dongle that you put in your TV to stream stuff.
Yes, sir.
Still number one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Number one streaming media stick out there.
Hey, did you ever try that Fire Stick one?
Yeah, I got the Fire Stick TV, Fire Stick from Amazon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we use that in the bedroom now. And we just use it just to basically stream Netflix.
Oh, that's cool. It works too. Works pretty good. You like that one?
Yeah. Yeah, it works pretty good. But I still think Roku and Comcast or Chromecast will be better. Just because with the Amazon Fire Stick, you have to download and buy the apps from the Amazon store.
Oh, okay.
And most of them you have to buy just to, because I can stream stuff from my computer to the TV.
Uh-huh.
And with the Fire Stick, I had to buy the app just to do it. But with Roku and Chromecast, it's just kind of like built in already. You can do it just right out of the box.
So, cool.
Yep, yep. And let's see, real quick. Instagram is now bigger than Twitter. Bam.
Oh, just like that.
Just like that.
Yep. Well, $32,000 worth in copper stolen from Albuquerque's movie set.
Copper. People still stealing copper?
Yep. And this person got away with $32,000 worth of copper.
32 G's?
Yes, sir. That's crazy, huh?
Yep. The holidays.
$32.
I think a lot of people steal a lot from during the holidays, huh?
Yep. But here's 5 tips to tackle your holiday gift returns.
Do it.
Hence the throne of customers who flock to shopping malls soon after the holidays to exchange or return less than ideal presents. Retailers generally try to accommodate their wishes or provide store credit, but it's not always easy. And here are five different good tips you could do is keep your gifts in good conditions. Don't stress the receipts. Heed return deadlines. Sell the unwanted gift cards. And for online purchases, go to the store.
Cool. Is but, yeah. Tip by Mr. A.
Yes, sir. And then also, there's a torn wrapping and packaging of a joyful Christmas morning soon turned into a sad sight at the local landfill. Americans produce an extra 1 million tons of trash between Thanksgiving and the New Year's. We use and throw out about 38,000 miles of ribbon, which is enough to tie a bow around the earth.
What? That's crazy.
Yep, so try a few of these easy strategies to reduce, reuse, and recycle this holiday. Give gifts that keep giving long past Christmas morning. Tickets to concerts, season tickets to theater, or a sports team will make memories last the longest. Has someone you know always wanted to learn to dance, draw, or cook? A gift of lessons would be much appreciated. Gift certificates for house cleanings, car washing, or a spa day may be just the right thing. For the person who has everything, support his or her favorite cause with a gift in his name or her name. Or the best gift ever, if someone really wants to change their lives, a gift certificate for professional organizing from orgforeveryday.com.
Yep, yep. Good tip, buddy. Good tip.
Yep. So try not to use too much ribbon or wrapping this year. The landfills are filling up.
Yeah, don't wrap your new car in a big ribbon.
Don't wrap it up.
Don't wrap it up. No, wrap it up, but don't wrap it up.
Yep, just straight up give it out.
Crazy. All right, Mr. A. If you had the same deals from two different stores, one online or one in your retail store, which would you rather go for?
Online, just so I don't have to waste the time to go to the store.
Yeah?
I'll have it delivered to my front doorstep, son.
Son, oh yeah.
Daddy has a busy schedule and he doesn't have time to wait in lines.
Cool. All right, Mr. A.
Yes, sir.
Any last words for the Rock Pile? This is Rock Pile Land.
Don't give up and enjoy.